Hamitzera deals with Taras Hamitzera, and like most of these inyanim, Taras Hamitzera is something which the Rambam says all in Yitum Taira is not ruchnistic inyan. It's not something that it belongs to the world of Choyk, but and all of it is different types of karbanos and so on. But mitzad the world of remiza, mitzad the fact that we find Chazal gave us little threads here and there, we can understand some of the oimek of the inyan in terms of what the chet is, what the kapar is, and so on. So it says that they take the tyrus ha mitzayra has to come through tzipayrim. So Chazal say, Rashi brings down, because the fish are going bono shahara, shehu maise patit pit putei dvarim, because the person talks too much, the person just talks, so just like most balachayim only emit sounds when they need to emit it, they're in danger, they want something, whatever, but tzipayrim are mifatfitim. So being that Tziporim always mefatfet, then therefore the kapara is with that. So pitput seems to be a bad thing, and by bringing karbonis, it's just like you bring seirim on a bite of zara, or a par on an eagle, you bring Tziporim on the for the pitput edvar. But you find that you have two tzipayrim. One of them is one of them you shecht, and one of them you send off chai and out v'shilach as a tzipa chai out ne'asode. So if so there's a hischalkus in the way in which the kapara is made, that one of them has to be shechted and one of them is sent out free. So try to understand a little bit, in as much as Chazal gave us a thread, that Chazal told us that there is a remez over here, that the toichen of the tzipayrim is a toichen of pitputi dvarim. How does that, manashach, pitputi dvarim seems to be something negative, so where's it going? It also seems as if that Chazal used, the word pitput bederach klal is a, the word pitput is a negative term. It's like light chatter or something like that. Too much verbiage, light chatter, etc. That's the usual pitputei dvarim ba'alma. But there's a lashon in Shalmi says kol pitputei are bad except pitputei doyreis achav v'takadosh baruch hu. Pitputei doyreis achav v'takadosh baruch hu. Why would you categorize pitputim in terms of doyreisa? The Diburim, the Dvarashem, Divrei Torah. I mean, the word pitput by itself is a pejorative term. So how does it shtel itself to the Raisa? There's another inyan over here in the Kapara, which is a very, very strange inyan. It's not strange as much as something extremely difficult in the setup of the Kapara of a Mitzayra. First of all, it says, Zaystia Teres HaMitzayra B'yom Terosoi, V'huva ala koyin. The mitzvah has to be brought to the koyin. So he's coming to the koyin. Then it says v'yotz hakoyin mechutz l'machne, v'ro'a koyin l'nirpa, and so on. The mitzvah is chutz l'machne, and the mitzvah can't go there. So he has to go. So the koyin has to come to him. Good. But it starts off with v'huva ala koyin. So Ramban speaks a little bit. I mean, sort of tries to misare the psukim. Buval Koyin means his tahara can only be through a Koyin, so the Koyin has to come to him. But in the traditional mikra, there's some sort of pa'ula v'huva l'koyin, and then v'yetzal koyin chutz l'machne. So that's one area where the fact that the mitzvah is meruchik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something, it's meruchik from the machnes, makes his tahara almost impossible. There's some element of vehuva lakoyin, but lemaisa the koyin has to go out. The same thing is true in the seif pasik when you put on him the shemin. So on the it says the pasik that it has to be done lifnei Hashem. It says that he's vehemet akoynas mitayer es ha'ish hamitayer ve'oisam lifnei Hashem Pesach oil mayit. So it's an extraordinary combination over here of balancing two things. It says lifnei Hashem was b'shar nikner v'loy bazar atzmol v'yishum chusikipur. So you have, it goes back and forth. The Metzora has to get his kapara b'koidish. There is no place where Metzora can be b'koidish. So there was one shar that they let not being mikudish because shar nikner. That was a place where he could stand so that he could receive the carbon can't go, the kachim can't go out, he can't go in, so he's standing there. But the finger, it says, he does bring in the boyin yada, he brings in because you have to do that. There's no other eitzah. So there's a very strange bubble over here where he's in a makom, a sort of indentation, the makom kaddish, and lemaisa. I mean, there's a special akasev that a finger could stick in, but mitzad sheni, even when he's outside, he sticks in a finger, and then there's the Lord Shem is put on him. It's interesting that the word lifnei Hashem over here, Rashi says, is keneged beis kachi kadashim. So on the one hand, the person is standing very outside. The person is standing in a place that's it's not kaddish, but it's bekaddish. It's only the Pesach, but the Pesach has to be lifnei Hashem. So a Metzora has an extraordinarily complicated oifen of tahara that requires a dancing back and forth between he can't be there, but he has to be there, and there's in the beginning of the process, there's a behuva lakoyin, v'yotza koyin elov, and then there is a process of, and I guess the pasha pshat would mean he has to make a step towards the koyin, wherever it is he has to indicate or whatever it is, he has to call for the kohen to come, so to speak. That's the thrust of the pasuk, and then the kohen comes to him. And here also, he stands in a mokrim that should have been kodesh. It's not kodesh. It's called a pesach. He can put in a finger that he needs, and it's all lifnei Hashem. A very extraordinary balance back and forth. And obviously, if there's such, I mean, we don't know how it could have been set up, but. You know, maybe the last day he could go into Kurdish. We don't know and understand any of it has kashas, but the understanding that the tahara is a complicated back and forth between his ability, not to, his need to be there and his inability to be there together, is meramez on the etzim problem of the mitzayra. The Chazal said that the tzaras is brought on by Lashon Hara, and there's a famous Chazal, we've spoken about different parts of it over the years, where there's a rochel that was going around from town to town, and he was saying, "Man de boy sam chaya, man boy sam chaya, who wants to have a medicine to give that's life giving?" So Rabbi Yanai said, "I want." He said, "Well, I." Not for you, you don't need it. And he told him it's a pasuk, Nitzoshan Chamiros, Vasekandava Mirma, Sumi Rav Aseitov, and so on. And he said, Kol Yomai, I was learning this pasuk, and I didn't know that Deinamikat Se Pshuta, how Kama Pashatu, Heichan Pashatu. I didn't know how Pashatu was, that it means Kipshuta. So the point of Chazal over here is, I guess, to tell me that it's Kipshuta. It's Chaim on a very on its most simplest level, but there's an interesting back and forth over here. The person who came up with this idea, who taught Rabbi Yanai Torah, that Rabbi Yanai wasn't Aymiran, was called a Rochel. It's very hard. It could have said Ahu Gavra, Ahu. You know, I mean, it doesn't. There's no lack of anonymous terms or hahu, the have it. The person that used it. Chazal chose the word rochel. It's hard to escape the fact that leselech rochel is a bala shahara. Bala shahara is a reichel. That's the word that the Torah uses. And if Chazal described him as a Rochel, obviously he was somebody who had been Nichshon Lashon Hara. This might have been a Kapara, through some Mishkal, and he was able to be Oymid on something. He was able to be Oymid on an Inyan that Reb Yanin wasn't. Or he enlightened Reb Yanin in a certain way. So, in other words, in the process of the Kapara, there was some sort of a Chetimtza of Toiv. And I want to be Oymid on that transition, on that Tahara, where he went from being a Rochel to somebody who was Oymid on an Akudah Devatayra that wasn't, that no one's Oymid before, that Reb Yanin wasn't Oymid before. In the Chazal over here in the Medrash, the Medrash is Mayrach over here, that one of the Inyanim of Metzera is Ola Rosha Omer Lekim Malach Ola Sapechuki Batisa Visa Leficha Davacha Zoistia Teresa Metzera Hado Dechsiv Ola Rosha Omer Lekim Malach Ola Sapechuki Batisa Visa Leficha. So the and then says Ben Azeh was Eish of a Dairish and he had an Eish and so on and so forth. And he said, Matsina Betoira Benevim Beksuvim She'ina Kadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Bekilus of Adam Rasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the kilus of Adam Rasha. The Torah is Valsofam Yate. The part of what the Metzorah had to do was to cover his mouth. Like an oval, it says an oval is a sheisik, and that's why they take their head covering and they put it over their head so that they can't talk. Valsofam ya'ate, it's a type of ilmus, a type of becoming dumb. Vitami tami yikra. So the alsofam ya'ate is that the kilus of Rishoyim, Akash Baruch doesn't want. I don't need you to speak. Then it says min anaviim vayhu mesapel melchus hashech yasameis and zaisis v'pnor and so on. And because he didn't want to hear from the Gehazi, V'rabbanan Amri afilu b'seifa oilam, he sita Hakadosh Baruch Hu ve'viyok le'sapayis Rosh Hashanah Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's in the Vim. In Ksuvim l'Rosh Hashanah l'kim malchus hapechuki. So he says in the entirety of Torah, we have that a person who is a person who's a bad person, who's a Rasha, Kadosh Baruch doesn't want to be a Sapechuki. So let's first understand it on Pshutai, and then we'll try to understand a little bit of a deeper connection in it. The Kli Sharis, the Kli Sharis that a person has for Avodas Hashem is his mouth. It's A, because that's the person himself. Two, the person is a mispalel. It says va'adam ayin va'aretz, that when Adam lavid as Adama, so Chazal say that there was nobody to be mispalel kshamim. In other words, klapit this world we are doers. Klapit Kadosh Baruch Hu we speak. We mispalel. We say his tehillos. We ask his bakoshes, and we misvada bisfasayim. The whole gamut of avoda bi'ika takes place with peh, and that's why even when there's no avoda, the shalom parents faseinu, because peh is the kli itself. On a korban, you have to be misvada bi'peh. Peh is the kli of avoda. So b'meila, if a person is mitam, just like a yom kippur is there to be mechapa bi'ikar on tumas mikdash. And so on, that because when a person cut every pagam you can fix because the main mechanism is intact, and b'meila you can plug up the holes. But if your tool breaks, if a carpenter who has a hammer can fix everything, but if his hammer breaks, he's stuck because he doesn't have a hammer to fix his hammer with. So when tumah is pegea in the mikdash, we have it's a very difficult situation. So therefore, we're Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us one day that's above everything to be able to be metaken the Beis Hamikdash itself. The same thing in the clear void of a person, the peh is the clear void of Klapa Kadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila if a person is mekalkel his peh. and a person makes a tamei, then he doesn't have any clear avodah anymore. That's why he says b'toyer b'neviim v'ksuvim. When it says something is repeated in Torah neviim v'ksuvim, there's a beginning over here in the Chazal that Ben Azai was dashing this, and a fire came out, and they asked him, "Whoa, you must be oisik in Kabbalah." And he says, "No, I'm being oisik in something that includes Torah neviim v'ksuvim, and any time you bring it all together, it's smeichem like the Sinasa Mitzinai, and that's where Eish goes." Anytime you find a pasuk that's in Torah neviim v'ksuvim means it's emes in every tzad. It's something that is an ikar, not just in a specific situation, but it goes through all. It's a chutam meshulash lomer yonotek. It's be'etzim. A Rasha loses his koyach of being mesapet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the metzera who was mekalka with lashon hara was put. You know, his mouth got shut up. He couldn't talk. All he could say is tamei tamei. Over there, Gehazi was mekalka also, and they didn't want to hear from him, and so on. So Lemaisa, we have over here that any time you mekalkal the clay avoida, the person is stuck without avoida, and that's the understanding of why his tahara is extraordinarily difficult. It's difficult because the avoida of tahara comes about through touching base on Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, lamashal, if a person lodena ate something that's asa and he ate chazer, so he cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's misvada al chatov, and he's mekabel on himself whatever it is and so on, and that's metakin him. His primary kli for being metakin what he did wrong is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being mevakish, being mispawel for kapar and so on. So that's good. That works well for all chatoim. But if a person has a situation where the kli adibur of his were pogum, and the person and so now the person Akadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hear his bakashas, Akadosh Baruch Hu ignores his vidui, and Akadosh Baruch Hu is not mekabel his chayrat and so on. So the person is in really terrible massive. And that's why you have over here a situation where the person has to have a special type of kapara where you make one step towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even though you can't possibly get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will step out and pull you in. In other words, normally a person, no matter what avarice he's done, can step up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be mevakish. But if the person's kli bakasha become niskalkal, so the only way it can happen is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps out and pulls him in. And the same thing, so the person makes a motion to go to the kohen, he has to indicate that he's looking for the kohen, and then the kohen must step out to bring him in, because he can't go in. And even on the eighth day, he stands in the Pesach, he's standing in the gateway, and he can't get in because the transition from outside to inside is done with peh. The sfasayim are the barrier between the inside and the outside of a person. The person stands in that mokrim, that pesach, helpless. And then, since he's standing lifnei the kodesh kodashim, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabs onto a finger of his, and that starts the process of kapara. So mitzad the fact that the person with the dibur was mekalkal, those kelim, he needs an extraordinary mahalach of kapara to go around it. So on one level, the kilkel of a mitzayir is terrible, because he's ruining the kelim with which to reach out and mechap himself. He's ruining the kelim with which he could possibly be metar himself, and he needs an extraordinary satir shmaya to go around it, and so on. I want to be misamik. There's a deeper connection Chazal over here on where the Kilkel lies. There's a lotion of the Zohar HaKadosh. He says, Kama de unsha de haibar nash begin mila bisha. Person has a terrible oinish for lashon hara. Kach oin, sorry, kama de unsha de haibar nash begin mila bisha. As bad as the oinish for a person is for bad words for lashon hara, kach unsha begin mila tava de kaos le yode be yochel le mal. Same oinish he has. If he could have said something good, he had an opportunity to say something good, and he could have said it, and he didn't speak it. Begin the pagim leruach memalo, because he's pagim in that ruach of dibur, the istaknes lemalo leelol malasato, it was made to speak both to elyonim and to tachtonim v'kula b'kedusha. Kol shekein says another echetimtza where you didn't use your dibur. If people are going the wrong derech, he could tell them that they're doing wrong. And he doesn't tell them. It's like the pasuk says, "Nelamti dumia." I shut up. I was quiet. I stood dumb. I didn't speak good. And my pain got worse. And so on. So the Zohar HaKadosh is megala something more over here. Just like avodas adam, the klal yusa consists of esin l'sasei. It consists of la'avdo l'shamra. The koyach of peh in a person is when it says achayim v'amavis b'yad aloshen. So we always focus on the mavis. You can kill somebody with what you said. But the other half is as true equally true. You can give life to somebody by the words you say. So a person's koyach of dibur is chayim and mavis. Chayim is not just no mavis. Chayim means you could be mechayim mesim b'mamori. A person can say something that gives life to somebody else. Sometimes it's to correct a person, sometimes it's to encourage a person, and so on. A person has, so the koyach of dibur in the person, why people speak because, people need to speak because it's the atzmius of the person. The person is a doer in this world, and our primary kli is dibur. The dibur is dibur toiv. And even, let's take something simple. Even ignoring somebody and not speaking to him. The Gemara says, if you don't give somebody shalom for 3 days, you're a seiner. I didn't tell him anything bad, and I didn't say anything about him, nothing. But if you didn't speak to him, pitpute means a person is a medaber. That's his metzias. If a person doesn't, a person's in a setup. He has 5-star service, and everything is brought to him even before the term ekrivani ena. They anticipate his needs and they bring everything. The person still needs to talk. The talking is not only a attempt to say, "I get me salt and where's the butter and so on." The talking is because a person is a medaber, and the diburim of the person are an expression of his chias, the way breathing is. But it splits. The diburim are categorized as diburim that are empty. It just like if a person says diburim that are ra, it's mekalkel koyach hadibur. So too, when a person says diburim that are, if a person says diburim that are empty, it brings emptiness into the world. If a person sits and talks about Dvarim Shel Mabikach, so it's Mabikach. The Rambam says, it's fascinating, the Rambam says that a person's Diburim should either be Divrei Torah or Divrei Chochma. So Behedya, it as opposed to Dvarim that are Betelim, they mean nothing, they say nothing, they're nothingness. The problem is not the lack. Like, the Rambam says there's a mokum for Diburi Choyl if there's chachma in it, if a person is marbed das by diburim, so that goes into the tchum of mutter. The Rambam is not going with tahilchas talmud Torah v'dibarta bum. L'mosha isha, that's potter from talmud Torah. But there's also a difference between dibur israk and dibur of chachma. That this halacha that a person diburim should be the Torah of chachma is for nashmos. It's midinei dibur. It's not midinei Torah. The koyach of dibur is the person, and b'meila it has in itself the kumase and it has in itself the losase, the ravit, and it has the toiv shabbat. A person who's not a medaber is mace, is chashav kemace. The why is a metzayra chashav kemace? So on the pashta. On the partial level, somebody who has the machlof tzaras is something that tears a person apart, Rahman Islam, and that's why he's a mace. My Rebbe Chaim Shlevitz used to say that because he can't have contact with people, he's like a mace. A mace has an existence in Olam Haba, but the fact that he has no contact with people, it gives him a status of a mace. But I think somebody, for an Adam whose tzura is diburim, then his dibur is and he cut off his dibur, then he becomes kemes. So the problem with the mitzayra is not only it the problem that the mitzayra is einish, the imek of his einish is that he stops being a medaber. It's not just the pshat that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hear his shvachim because it's most, because you muddied up the klei avoda, I don't want to hear that avoda. It's because the person lost his ability to be meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not a meshabeach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have the ability anymore to say things b'toras Adam. Your diburim. So if a person lost his ability to say diburim that express his real self, then the person is chashav kemes. And that's the oimik of where the metzora loses his koyach of tara. So there is, however, every takana, thing, that every kapara. Like every time it says "Ein adam oimid al divrei Torah im ki nichshol," but there is also there's an oifen of kapara that gives him a yichud. We said it says "Valsofam yate." They have to hang over the talus over the cloak over their mouths because they don't have a koyach hadibur, but they do say something. It says v'tomei tomei kare. In other words, they say tomei tomei. The first dibur, the dibur of sur meira that comes from a metzaira, has in itself a koyach hashpa that no one else has, because the person was nichshol. So he's oimid on those dvarim in a way that nobody else could be oimid on them. The person himself who said, "I did wrong, and look where I am," those diburim are the beginning of diburim that have in themselves a positive koyach dibur. That's the pshat mechazal with Reb Yanai and the Rochel. If I come along to somebody and I say, "No, Torah says I say toiv, sumirav I say toiv. Torah says you shouldn't do bad and do good, and you'll live long and happy." I mean, technically those words are true. How much hashpod has on people? No, not much. Why? Because those diburim are not not coming from the koyach adam. They're diburim. They're the level of pitputim. They don't have any real diburim themselves because they're hollow. Yeah, as I said, fine, good. But a person went through it, and a person comes and says, 50 years I suffered and struggled, and this is the emes. Those diburim are chayim b'yad aloshim. Those diburim carry that chiyus. the person was a Rochel, and when he came along and he told Rabbi Yanai, Mi Isha Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Yanai said, until I didn't hear it from you, I never was oimid on what the pasuk meant. Because the koyach hadibur is totally in the medaber. The koyach that the burim have, how much of pitput is it, and how much is it of pnim, that's totally in the person. And when a rochel came along, the tome yikari of the mitzera, and the mi eshach of its chaim that the rochel said, this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machsid the koyach hadibur to the person. This is a unique diburim that shayach to that person specifically, and only him. As a pasuk, Boyer Nivs Fasayim Shalom Shalom Rochav Akarav or Fasib Hashem. So the pashta pshat means that other people will say about you Shalom Shalom Rochav Akarav and so on, but I think the pasuk talks about it. In the Rochav and the Karav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates diburim, Nivs Fasayim, diburim that are a refuah for this person. Because this person now has a koyach hadibur that is possible, that uniquely came about because of the chet. The person is zeichet to a certain kirva because he's lifnei Hashem, despite the fact that he's pesach hashar. It's an extraordinary inyan. Well, if he's in the azara, there's no din of lifnei Hashem. When he's in the pesach hashar, he's able to connect in a certain way to lifnei Hashem. Then I think is the pshat in the tutsi pyrim. The person needs two elements of kapara, two elements of tikkun. One is to take away the pitputim royim, to take away the bad pitputim, and that's the tzibur that has shechted. But dibur is a person. Pitputim means when I talk with a tachlis, the speech is echetimtza. When a person's mefatfet, that's the expression of himself as a person. So if it's empty, he's expressing his emptiness and spreading emptiness. And if it's Torah, whatever it is, those pitputim are mar betoiv in the world. And that's why one tzipur, one tikkun is the tzipur that gets shechted, and we get rid of one of that tzipur. And the other tikkun is the tzipur that is freed. Now that he was toivel bedam of the other tzipur, now that he was toyim, that the bed of it, he now has new diburim to go out with and to speak with. I want to I want to focus on one of the nekudas, I guess more for our toilets. We all know how bad lashon hara is and diburim royim, and I think people are sensitive enough that. Even for all nichshol, but we're sensitive. We know we're nichshol. We try to be metakin and so on. It's something that's spoken about a lot. People's attention is drawn to it, and whatever we do, and we try to do. But there's a second chalik that we don't understand, and that's the chalik of toiv in the dibur, the chalik of the chayim in the koyach chayim the dibur, the chalik that the Zohar Kodesh says that. If I could say diburim tovim and I'm moineh myself, it falls under the same category. If a person is not spoken to, it's not the pshat you didn't do anything. You ignored him. Since dibur is midarke ha'olam, so sitting next to somebody consistently and ignoring the person is behedya telling him, you're just another piece of furniture in the room. You're not giving him the chiyus to express himself. Listening to a person and talking to a person that gives the other person a chance to bring out his chiyus. Being warm to somebody, being friendly to somebody, encouraging somebody, gives chiyus to a person. And if a person is busy with himself and doesn't care to, just can't be bothered. So the person is the same thing, the Zohar says. Because the koyach of dibur in a person is his trust. Misusing it by using it or not using it. If a gabbai tzedakah sees somebody starving to death, it's as bad as if he embezzles money and puts it in his own pocket. Same thing. Maybe in some ways even worse. Because when he embezzles and puts in his pocket, there's a sort of, it's a side thing. It's his own greed. When he doesn't give somebody the money that he should have given, just spam, then he's being moil and zatzim tafkit. The Kreach HaDibur, a person expressing Shevach HaNedot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person davens to express Hakara for what's good, if a person doesn't do it, then again, he's being Menea Diburim Toivim, and it's it's life-giving when you reach out and talk to a person. When you can be mashpia l'tayv on a person, and they usually go together. If you talk to a person and you mechiach him, and the person understands that you talk about him to other people, shaloi l'tzarech, that personal teichacha is humiliating, and you really want to throw it back at him, and you know, with some justification. If you'd say it, you know, berabim, when you should. But if you sit down with somebody and you tell the person, you know, something hurts me, something bothers me, and the person understands that it's only between you and him, and the tone of the voice is a tone of the voice that you care, and not that you're expressing your own superiority and so on, that's mashpia tremendously l'tayva. Teichacha, that's mashpia l'tayva. The chi of teichacha is not the type that makes you feel good about yourself. You take out a stick, and by cracking his skull, you feel much better. It's when you express when it bothers you. Those are the koiches of dibur that we ignore. We don't even hold. If I tell somebody he spoke lashon hara about so and so, he feels bad and does tshuva, and yes. But if I tell somebody, you know, there's somebody that's here, he's ignored, nobody really talks to him. Why haven't you reached out? So the person will see it as a lack of extra credit on his part, but he's not going to take it as a chisaron. The Torah tells us a metzora has two. The tikkun of metzora lies, and they go together. The people who speak bad never have the ability to speak toiv. They don't usually, and when they do, they're not believed. When a baal lashon hara comes and tells me how wonderful I am, I immediately say, I wonder what his agenda is. I don't take it as serious because he's an iron roi. He doesn't see good. So I guess he's waiting for something, a favor, whatever it is, or he wants to tell me lashon hara about somebody else. I don't know what, but it's not coming from toiv. When a person is metayres koyach hadibur and understands that probably his most central feature as Adam lies in as a medaber, the person's tara consists of getting rid of the ra, and that's the shchita of one sefer, the pitputim that express the lesser nice parts of himself, your own bitterness, your own negativity, your own emptiness. But that gives you the ability in the blood of that sefer, when you realize how bad negative things are, you're able to release a kreyach hadibur that's, it's a tzipra chai, it's living, it goes out, and it's free. And it gives the person the ability to express himself in a way that brings chiyus to the olam. There's mavis b'ara lashon, that we're familiar with, but there's chiyus b'ara lashon. When a person says good, when a person brings life to other people, that's where a person realizes himself as his etzem tzura of being a medam.